Second quarter set to begin with Chillicothe's basketball. Jalen Reeder, Whitney Clampett, Randy Mammon, Hannah Jones, and Maggie Leatherman in the game. Clampett up top. Circle left to Reeder. Leatherman throws a fake from three. Drives to the free throw line. Tries to pass to Jones. Stolen by Emily Madden. Madden with the steal for LeBlanc. And LeBlanc looking to capitalize. Chillicothe leads at 14-4, 30 seconds deep into the second quarter. Right wing, Megan Dawkins gives it right side now to Bullimore. Leatherman shuts her off on the baseline. Loose basketball picked up by Danbury. Kept alive by Dawkins. Her pass up top to Tyler Reed, and she'll settle things down. Chillicothe played pretty good defense here in the opening second quarter, and there's a pass stolen by Clampett. Clampett with the steal. They try to bounce pass underneath. Clampett read it. Clampett goes down court. Gives it to Jones. Jones, Hannah Jones, doesn't get it to fall. Rebounded by 32, Reed. And here comes LeBlanc on the right wing. Dawkins working against Randy Mammon. And then Leatherman knocks it out of bounds. 6:46 left to play. Timeout Chillicothe. Second quarter, early second quarter. Chillicothe leads at 14-4. We're back in 30 seconds. Back after this on KCHI. Welcome back after the timeout. Megan Dawkins gets the bucket for LeBlanc, and then Chillicothe brings it down court, throws it away. LeBlanc picks it up, and Emily Madden is fouled by Hannah Jones, her first. At the free throw line, first one no good for Emily Madden. Five fresh players check in for Chillicothe. Parkey, Haley Jones, Micah Clark, Emma Lamer, and Carson Keithley. At the line, Madden. Off the back of the rim, second one no good. Battle for the rebound, finally tipped over to Parkey. Cupping the basketball as Parkey tried to dribble around one of the defenders. Called for cupping the basketball at the free throw line. So LeBlanc with an opportunity here. It's 14-6. Chillicothe lead is now 8. It was 10 at the end of the first quarter. That's the first point scored by either team in the second quarter. Very low scoring game. Right wing Reed gives it up free throw line. That one dances off the rim twice. Doesn't get it to fall for LeBlanc. And jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow pointing LeBlanc's way. It was Megan Dawkins with the initial miss. And LeBlanc inbounds it again. Low post left. Bullimore gets it in on the wing to Reed. Reed three ball. Check it. It's a deuce. Tyler Reed with a deuce. Baseline left. Back-to-back buckets. Makes it a six-point game. Carson Keithley dribbles over to Coach Smith to check the play. Dances over to the midcourt stripe. Up top, Jones. Right side, Clark looks inside. Can't get it to Lemer. Cross court now to Keithley. Parkey up top and around the horn we go again. Micah Clark, three ball. Doesn't get it to fall from the right wing. And a wrestling match going on for the rebound and a jump ball. So Micah Clark missed the three ball and then possession arrow on the jump ball for the rebound goes to Chillicothe. 14-8, Lady Hornets. Lead is 6. They have never trailed in this game. And there's a deuce for Caitlin Parkey. Parkey with 6, and it's an 8-point lead again for Chillicothe. Parkey from point-blank range. Nice inbounds play. Emily Madden across the timeline for LeBlanc. Works it right wing. Keithley sticks right with her. Up top to Tyler Reed. Circle left to Dawkins. Pulls up free throw line right side. Three ball. Count it. Tyler Reed. Reed for three. She's got 5. And now there's a steal by Danbury. And Danbury will go to the line, foul on Micah Clark. And suddenly it's gone from 10 to a 5-point Chillicothe lead is all. And that's the first foul on Clark. Fourth team foul. LeBlanc with 5 marks against him. 16-11 Chillicothe by 5. At the line for two, Emily Madden was 0 for 2 earlier this quarter. Makes this one. 4-point lead now. Fresh legs check in, including Peyton Thomas for LeBlanc. And Maddie Danbury returns in. 4:50 left, second quarter, 16-12. Madden's second free throw is in the air, and that one picture perfect as well. Madden with four, and it's just a 3-point game, close as it's been since LeBlanc scored their first bucket at the 2:42 mark remaining in the first quarter. Keithley over to Jones. Hannah Jones, three ball, nothing but net. Yes, yes, yes. Hannah Jones with a big three on the left wing. I think she's kind of needing a confidence bucket. She got it right there. Chillicothe bumps it up to six. LeBlanc loses it out of bounds. Another LeBlanc turnover. Chillicothe with the ball back court. LeBlanc will apply a little pressure. Peyton Thomas comes up. Keithley races past her with relative ease. Pulls up, hands it up top to Jones. Right wing to Micah Clark. Back to Hannah Jones, baseline right, lobs it into Parkey. Parkey up strong, off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Rebound taken by Danbury. And Emily Madden sets it up for the Lady Golden Eagles. Left wing Lears, three ball, comes up short. Haley Jones with a rebound. Down court to Micah Clark, right wing, baseline. Keithley throws a fake, drives inside. Draws the foul, goes down in a heap, pops up. She's fine as always, and will toe the charity stripe for two looks at the bucket. Lear's second foul, a hacking foul is the call. And Keithley at the line for the first time tonight. Looking for her first points. The 5'2 sophomore eyes it up. Off the rim, no, back of the rim, no good. Jacqueline Dickens checks in, the 5'8 junior. Clampett checks in for Micah Clark. Keithley at the line, trying to get the second one to fall after the first one was no good. 19-13, Chillicothe's lead is now 20-13. One out of two for Carson Keithley. Madden across the timeline, circle left to Thomas. Thomas threw the head fake, called for the walk. And Chillicothe's ball back court. 3:45 left to play in a low-scoring first half. 20-13, Chillicothe leads it. Inbounds pass goes to Clampett. She hands it to Carson Keithley, who brings it across the timeline, and LeBlanc sets their half-court defense. Clampett left wing up top to Parkey. Circle right now. Hannah Jones looks inside. Nobody home. Holds it. Waits for Clampett to get to her spot. Baseline right. Back to Jones. Lobs it inside to Parkey. Pivot shoots. Drops it in. A turnaround, one-handed jumper, and Parkey goes to the line. Well, maybe the shot is not counting. Foul, I guess, was on the floor. It'll be a 1-1. My mistake. It is a 1-1. It was on the floor, not on the shot by Parkey. So Parkey has to earn him the old school way here. Referee's whistle, hold on. Now are they going to call the bucket good? Now one official is questioning. The other one points to Coach Smith and says it was on the floor while she was holding the ball before she pivoted and shot. So it'll be a 1-1 for Parkey. That was the seventh team foul. And a 1-1 for Parkey. Everyone's happy. And the first one is in for Parkey. She has seven unofficially. It's an 8-point lead. I have her 3 of 3 at the free throw line. 21-13, Chillicothe. 3:25 left to play in the first half. Sparse crowd here tonight for this early game. And Parkey hits both of them. 8 points for Parkey, and back to a 9-point lead. A 6-0 run here for the Lady Hornets. 22-13, 3:20 left to play in the first half. Maddie Danbury goes up top to Dickens. Circle left now to Thomas on the baseline. Give inside to Madden. Madden being guarded by Parkey, being guarded by Jones, being guarded by Clampett. One of the three of them is going to be called for the foul. It's going to be on Haley Jones, her first. And at the line, Emily Madden missed her first two free throws this quarter, made her second two. We'll see how she does here. Chillicothe leading 22-13, 3:06 left to play, and Madden makes her third in a row. Megan Dawkins checks back in for LeBlanc. For Chillicothe, you have the original starting five. Jones, Keithley, Clampett, Parkey, and Haley Jones. Madden at the line. 4 of 6 now this quarter. And it's a 7-point Chillicothe lead, 22-15. LeBlanc sends some more players in as Keithley across the tie line. She'll be picked up by the defense there, 22, Summer Herner, the freshman, who's in for the first time tonight. Keithley top of the key, right wing. Jones up top to Sister Haley. Around the horn we go. Quick, crisp ball movement. Carson Keithley dribbles up top to Hannah Jones. On the three-point line from top of the key. Missed, rebounded by Danbury. And here comes LeBlanc. 2:30 left to play in the quarter. 22-15. Driving inside, and a shot doesn't fall for Dawkins from low post. Rebound lost out of bounds. It'll be LeBlanc's basketball. Danbury will inbound it. Baseline left. They lob it up top to Herner. She hands it up top to Reed. Circle left, baseline left, now Danbury. Good ball movement by LeBlanc. Three ball over top of Haley Jones. Comes up well off its mark for Dawkins. Rebounded by Chillicothe. Parkey. And Chillicothe brings it down court. Clampett drives the baseline. Can't get the shot to fall. She'll have to settle for two chances at the free throw line. Clampett 1 of 2 from the free throw line in the first quarter for her only point. That's the second foul on Danbury. Eighth team foul with 2:30 left to play in the first half. Chillicothe leading 22-15. Clampett at the line. First one rolls around, falls in. It's now an 8-point lead. Leatherman and Lamer check in. Meanwhile, at the line, Clampett makes both. And it's a 9-point lead for Chillicothe. Minute 58 left to play first half, 24-15. Right wing Herner, the freshman, goes up top to Tyler Reed. Reed working it on the right wing against Clampett. Has to give it up top to Madden. Circle left, Herner from three. Off the rim, no good. Clampett tracks down the rebound. Full court pass down to Leatherman. Skips it over to Keithley. Keithley throws a head fake. Doesn't get it to fall. Reed with a rebound. Nice idea. Couldn't quite get the shot to fall, though. Left wing, Herner. They go inside now to Dawkins. And a traveling call on Megan Dawkins. Kate Lears checks back in for LeBlanc, and Dickens sets down. 24-15, Chillicothe by 9, minute 19 left to play in the first half here on KCHI Chillicothe. 102.5 FM, 1010 AM on the World Wide Web, kchi.com. Pass inside to Clampett. Clampett has it partially blocked. Rebound and poked back. Doesn't fall for Leatherman. Clampett fouled this time. So Clampett with a miss. Leatherman a rebound, a put back, missed. Rebound by Clampett. And second foul on Emily Madden, ninth team foul. She's in the act of shooting, so Clampett. 3 of 4 at the line so far tonight. And make it 4 of 5. Back to a 10-point lead. That's what it was when this quarter began. Equals the biggest lead of the game. 25-15, minute 4 left. Clampett's second one. Rolls around, doesn't get it to fall. Rebounded by Dawkins for LeBlanc. Madden across the timeline. Works the right-handed dribble. Keithley picks her up top of the key. They go left wing to Lears. Around the horn, right side to Herner, the freshman. Up top now to Madden. Three ball Madden. Halfway down, back out. Rebound lost out of bounds. And it is out of bounds off of LeBlanc. Chillicothe sends Parkey and Clark in. Lamer and Leatherman set down. 25-15, 44.7 seconds left. Chillicothe leading as the second quarter winding down. Keithley backcourt throws it away. Lears with the steal. Basket not good. Jones the rebound. Hannah Jones, I should say, for Chillicothe. Keithley left wing, looks off a tray, drives inside, leaves it baseline left. Parkey for the three ball. Parkey the bucket. Give the assist to Carson Keithley. Parkey with her first three ball tonight. She's got 11 total unofficially. And the biggest lead of the game now, 13-point lead. Pushing off is the call on which Chillicothe Lady Hornet. Carson Keithley with the foul. Pardon me. 28-15, 13 ticks left in the first half. Leatherman checks in, and Keithley comes out, makes sure she doesn't pick up her third unnecessary foul here in the final 13 seconds. Reed inbounds it, sideline, there half the court, gets it into Herner with 10. Top of the key to Madden. Over right side, Herner shoots over Hannah Jones, doesn't get it to fall. Leatherman the rebound, clamp it across the timeline, shoots top of the key. Oh, that one doesn't fall. Got a good look at the bucket with a hand in her face, couldn't get it to fall from top of the key. So that is how the first half comes to an end. Chillicothe 28 and LeBlanc 15. We're back after this on KCHI.